brothers and sisters. Today's topic of treasures for the soul is, we are the ultimate and final love of the Lord. David once asked, what is man? Indeed, we will not get lost in the masses. The Lord has come, and He has a personal love towards each one of us. We are the bright stars in His love dream. We are also the seal upon His heart, which expresses that we have the position of being the most deeply united with Him in His heart. Through the sunken wound on His side, the Southern Cross, and the bleeding heart, the Lord illustrates our position of love in His heart. Paul also used the creation of Adam and Eve to explain our deepest union with the Lord. We are the bone of His bones, flesh of His flesh. So precious. By His blood, the Lord established for us this eternal new covenant. We are the ultimate and final love of the Lord. This love dream will continue to be elevated unceasingly, always new.
When David saw the stars and the moon, he had a question. What is man? It's very precious that God gave the answer in Psalm 8. God's beloved Son would become a man. He would die, rise from death, ascend to heaven, receive glory, and have authority over all things. We have a part in Him. Have you ever felt that you were very insignificant? It's true that we are small in size, and there are so many people. We seem very ordinary, especially in a densely populated place like Hong Kong. We are only one of many. However, it's very precious that after you believed in the Lord, you know that the everlasting and infinite One has a personal love towards you. Paul said, He loved me. This is very personal. Paul didn't say He loved us, although this is also true. Paul was referring to a personal love when he said, The Lord loved me and gave Himself for me. Furthermore, this fulfills a much higher purpose, the desire in the most beautiful heart of Yahweh, the infinite, everlasting Lord, from before the foundation of the world and eternity past. How extravagant is His love dream! And we are the stars of His love dream. In the Song of Solomon, the darling represents us, and she requested, Set me as a seal upon your heart. What does the seal mean? Different people may carry different seals. A seal can represent a person. For instance, some people have the name of their wife on their seal. This is what a seal means to me. The darling requested, Set me as a seal upon your heart. It means that she was asking for the most unique position in the beloved's heart, sharing the deepest love union with this King of Love, the King of the universe, the infinite and eternal Lord. I want the same position that the darling requested. Only this position can satisfy me and give me rest. In the hymn, I'm His Ultimate Love Secret, I use the word final. This means that the Lord will never love someone else more than me. I also use the words nothing beyond. This means He will never have a more beautiful love dream. In the eternity to come, we will understand His love dream from eternity past even more. Now on earth, this love dream is already being expressed. There will not be another love dream. Using human terms, I would say that the Infinite One has poured out His ultimate love. There will never be any love dream that is more beautiful, precious, and awesome. I'm not saying that this love will stop. Actually, it's truly beautiful that this love will continue to be elevated, one new chapter after another. surprises from this love will not end. The Lord has already established the eternal covenant. This new covenant is the eternal covenant mentioned in the last chapter of the book of Hebrews. The Lord has established an eternal covenant of love with you by His own blood. It's eternal. By this love covenant, you are forever bound with Him and closest to Him. In the whole universe, there will never be a deeper, more precious love union and a unity of life. Many of my hymns are about the sunken wound on His side. This wound explains the position you and I have in His heart. We are His darling, most deeply united with Him. I also wrote about the Southern Cross, especially about the star that represents the wound on His side. Some hymns are about His bleeding heart. On the day of His crucifixion, the Lord allowed a soldier to pierce His side with a spear and let us know that His heart bled for us. When the spear was withdrawn, blood and water came out of the wound. Some blood had solidified. Therefore, instead of just blood, blood and water came out. John also bore witness to this. Genesis chapter 2 also witnesses that God couldn't wait to express His heart when man was first created. Adam signified the last Adam. How did Adam's spouse come into being? It's very special. Why did it need to be so special? God could have created Eve and Adam in the same way, one after another. But why did God create Eve in such a special way? God did not take out one of Adam's ribs while he was walking around. Instead, He caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam before taking his rib out. This represents the Lord's death for us. He tasted death. Only through death could He gain those given to Him by the Father, His most compatible and ultimate eternal match. He used one rib to explain the expression, bone of bones. A man has many ribs, and I don't know which one God took out. The surgery that God performed is very wonderful. He took out the rib on the side. The Bible didn't say whether it was from the left or the right, but I believe it was from the left side, because your heart leans a little bit to the left. I believe the bone that was taken out was closest to the heart. In the future, you can ask the Lord whether it was so, but I think His message is very clear. In the New Testament, Paul received the most number of revelations, and many were very special. He was once taken into the third heaven. In Ephesians chapter 5, God especially revealed to him why God created families and the husband and wife relationship on earth. This is to foretell, as a foreshadow, how God prepares a darling, a bride for His beloved Son. This bride is those given to the Lord by the Father. When the Lord was on earth, before His crucifixion, He told the parable of a king preparing a wedding feast for His son.